With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. Freshman enrollment at tribal community colleges and universities in Montana dropped by more than 25% during the fall of 2020. When the COVID-19 pandemic hit last year, many schools shifted to online classes, most for the first time ever. That speedy shift reduced total student enrollment at tribal colleges in Montana and nationwide. MTPR's Aaron Bolton reports.
Esther Talks Different has been attending Oni Nakota College on the Fort Belknap Reservation since the fall of 2019.
I thought, well, someday I'd like to be my own boss, you know, start maybe a small business, assess the needs maybe in the area, what we're lacking.
She's settled on opening a floral shop once she graduates. But through the pandemic, graduating seemed like a far-flung goal as she lost family members to COVID-19.
Losing my dad and my sister, and then somehow still managing to stay focused. It was hard, like I said, because I wanted to give up, you know, I wanted to throw the towel in and, you know, give up with reckless abandonment.
Talks Different persevered, but not everyone was able to battle through life's challenges during the pandemic and keep up with a sudden shift to online classes. Montana's tribal colleges saw a larger drop in enrollment this fall compared to other tribal schools across the country, according to data gathered by the American Indian Higher Education Consortium. Higher education advocates say the digital divide prevented some Native students from enrolling, pushed others to drop out, and some students struggled with their first experience learning online. That was the case for Talks Different's 22-year-old daughter, Haley Lamble. She dropped out shortly after Oni Nakota transitioned to online classes last spring.
For me, I have to be in class. Online, it just wasn't working for me. I couldn't focus, and I started getting behind on my homework.
Head of the American Indian College Fund, Cheryl Crazy Bull, says that transition online was hard for many students, especially where internet access is limited.
You know, digital access in the rural areas served by tribal colleges is particularly spotty or non-existent.
Chief Dullknife College on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation shut down completely last fall due to technology barriers. Crazy Bull says that lack of digital access drove much of the enrollment declines seen at a majority of the 35 accredited tribal colleges across the United States last fall.
The area that was most alarming, of course, is the pretty significant decrease in the number of first-year students.
First-time freshman enrollment declined 11% at tribal colleges across the U.S. last year. That decline was 27% at schools in Montana. David Yarlott is the president of Little Bighorn College on the Crow Agency Reservation. He says the college used some of its federal COVID relief dollars to cover tuition and help students stay in school.
The Little Bighorn College, our board of trustees, approved a debt write-off for all students so that everybody could get a fresh start because of the pandemic.
That free tuition brought back students who had dropped out, and Little Bighorn's overall enrollment increased. But the school's freshman class was nearly cut in half, and that could spell trouble down the line when funding for the incentives that attracted past students dries up. Yarlott says the digital divide will also make it difficult to bring students back into the classroom.
Students, community members don't have access to Wi-Fi or internet, so it was kind of hard to try to reach out to them via, you know, the media, social media.
The American Indian College Fund is assisting schools with these outreach efforts to attract first-time students through both online and local PR campaigns. But President Cheryl Crazy Bull says colleges will likely need more federal assistance to attract and retain students still experiencing challenges from the pandemic.
And my hope is that we'll continue to see that kind of support over a longer horizon so that the colleges can get past this and then thrive.
Haley Lamble is already thinking of returning to Oni Nakota College.
Thinking of going back next semester, even if it's still online, because I I miss school.
Lane Bull says she wants to finish her business degree sooner rather than later so she can pursue her dream of opening a cafe. Native higher education advocates hope Lane Bull is just one student in what will be a larger trend of recovery for tribal community colleges next fall. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.